Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're reading verses 50 to 58.
I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain.
Our focus is on verse 58. Stand firm. As in Paul's day, belief in a physical resurrection today is often dismissed as fanciful, even ridiculous. But Paul has gone to some length to explain why we can be confident that a physical resurrection is fact, not just wishful thinking. The resurrection of Christ has assured the same for all who trust in him, and as a result, the fear and sting of death is gone. What a difference that makes to life now, however hard it might be. It's on this certainty that Paul encourages us to stand firm. Standing firm on what we believe can be difficult, especially in the face of persuasive argument and clever reasoning. If we are going to cope, then we must have something firm on which to stand. Jesus spoke of his teaching as being like a rock on which we can build our lives securely. Paul speaks of the resurrection of Christ as firm evidence of our future heavenly dwelling. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee of what is to come. A living relationship with the Lord can be our daily reality. So standing firm is not about words, but about experience. So let's keep our faith in the Lord Jesus we know and continue to stand firm today. A prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to stand firm on what we know to be true. May our relationship with you grow stronger each day as we read your word and experience your Spirit living within us. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.